So we're going to be doing Simon Shimon Aleph now, Misha Mesa Mutalafanov, which oftentimes the term Aninus is used, and in fact, even by the Rishonim and the like. But this is not the same concept as an Onen, which is a derisive concept. An Onen is also Rekadshim, it's also Timaiser Sheni, there's Machokas Tanayim, whether there's Aninus Lila Midoraisa or not. Everybody's going to agree, for example, that Aninus starts immediately with Misa, as opposed to, for example, Avelus, where, it continues even after Kfura, as opposed to the Aninus that we're going to be discussing for the most part in our Simon, which ends with Kfura. For example, the Smag, which is quoted over here in the Beis Yosef, writes, Mishenikvar hames afilu nikvar biyom hamisa nagua am levatal aninos afal pisha lakachem eno batal kol hayom. Right? So the aninos ends with kvura, but not her. The aninos of our simen ends with kvura, but the dindo rice of aninos continues at the very least until night, and maybe even including the night. So that is why, if we were being precise, we would say that our simon is all about the dinim of meso muta lefanav, which ends with kfura, because at that point there isn't a mes muta lefanav. The mes has been buried, and that's not the same thing as onen. But we're going to use the term onen aninos and our simon colloquially to refer to meso muta lefanav. So there are two dinim, in more or less, that relate to the Onen. Number one is the Ptur Mitzvos, and number two is the Isser of Achila of Basar and Yayin and perhaps other restrictions. So let's start with the latter one of the Isser of Basar V'Yayin. So why is Basar V'Yayin Aser? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Shami Yonashich Achal Chilasu V'Shtiyasa. In other words, you'll get carried away. Your job at this point is to take care of the Kura, and you might get carried away and not take care of the Kura. So that's why there's an Isser. The Yushalmi goes even further. The Yushalmi says that there's an Isser Lechol Kol Tzarko, Lelishtos Kol Tzarko. Why? Here too, Shema Yimashich. In other words, okay, we don't make you fast. Do what you need to do. Eat what you need to eat. Get back to work. And therefore, you shouldn't sate yourself. Beis Yosef here writes, though, that the poskim did not cite this din.
Here, make room over here. You can move it.
Did not cite this din of the Yerushalmi, because since it's not mentioned in the Brisa or the Bavli, we don't poskim that way. Though I did see it was interesting. The Gesher Chaim writes that the Achronim do cite this prohibition, Beis Yosef notwithstanding. I noticed that even Art Scroll, page 61, writes this din. I thought it was like a chiddush, because like the Beis Yosef says, Rishonim don't cite it. Though Shulchan Aruch doesn't cite it. Though I did see that the Ramban, Derech Agav, in one place at least, assumes that it is, we do paskin that way. I guess the question is, it's not an obvious diuk that just because the Bavli doesn't cite it, that it disagrees. It's often, the argument from silence in the Bavli is not always conclusive. But I think mainstream halacha is you don't have to worry about that. But either way, it's a reflection of this din. Now, if the Yushalmi expanded the din a lot, Tosfos on Chaf Gimel and Beis argues that we should limit the din a lot. He says, well, there's an Isser Basar, it means Basar that's like Shlamim, which means 2 days have not passed from the Shechita. Now, if you hold like Tosfos, then probably all of our meat would be mutter, because it's hard to imagine that any of our meat is so fresh. And also Yayin Megito is mutter, similar to the Dinim and Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, you might say, well, maybe that shows that this is a din of Simcha, right? And that's why it's going to be limited to those cases. But Tosfos says, though, that's obviously not true. This is obviously not a din in Simcha. How do I know? Because if it was din in Simcha, it would be Asaron and Avel. And Avel's allowed to drink wine and eat meat. Adarab the Gmarivin says, Lo Nivra Yayin El Mari Nefesh. We encourage an Avel to drink wine, at least responsibly. So it can't be that it's a din in Simcha, but rather, apparently, the concern of Shami Mashech is particularly relevant for this type of meat and wine. Either way, we don't paskin like the kul of Tosfos either. And we say all meat and all wine, but that's it. Now, that is the approach of Tosos, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the like, that the reason for the restrictions of meat and wine is because Gzeir Shem Yimashech. However, we will see that the Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban, and we'll be marchiv on this at the end of the Simen, seems to assume that the Isser relates to Avelos. And the reason for Bas V'Yayin is because it's one of the Idune Avelos that are Aser. According to Ramban, it's actually quite the opposite. The most severe Avelos restrictions are before Kfura. That might relate to the fact that if we learn Avelos from Aninos, it makes a lot of sense. We'll talk more about that later. And so the Ramban actually is an interesting point. We'll see at the end of the Simon, there's a machlok between the Ramban and Ramban when Nihugi Avelos start. So everybody agrees that Nihugi Avelos that would shter the Kfura don't apply immediately, like taking off your shoes. Ramban says, though, all other Nihui Avelos do start immediately. And the Rambam disagrees and says, no, Nihui Avelos only start with Stinas Agolo. So Ramban, one of his riases, he says, look, if the Isser, there's an Isser of Basar V'yayin Kodim Kfura, so Kavachomer, other Nihui Avelos that don't even continue afterwards. Now, if you assume that the reason for the Isser of Bas V'yayin has to do with Shem Yimashech, so then the Kavah Chomer doesn't make any sense, right? Because that only applies until Kfura, because since you're busy with burying the dead, so therefore we're concerned Shem Yimashech, once you bury the dead, there's no reason not to have meat and wine anymore. So the Ramban assumed clearly that no, that Bas V'yayin is a din in Avelos. Part of Nihugi Avelos, many of the Nihugi Avelos are all about abstaining from pleasurable activities like bathing. And the most extreme time is Kodem Kfura. That's when the most intense Avelos in the sense is. Of course, then you have to figure out why it's not counted towards the Shiva. We'll return to that later. But that's the approach of the Ramban. So Ramban understands that's the purpose of Basar V'yayin. The truth is, for the Ramban, the minhag of not eating Basar V'yayin during the 9 days is a little easier to understand. Now, there's over there, it's not really a Gzeira Shem Yimashech. You could say it distracts you from the Avelos. For the Ramban, it makes sense, because Basar V'yayin is amongst the Nihugi Avelos, as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos. So what about, if we don't assume like the Ramban, they say maybe Basar V'yayin is like a quasi-kiyum of what the Gemara says, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, people said, how could we eat meat? There's no korbanos. How could we drink wine? There's no nesachim. That's a difficult justification for the minhag, because the Gemara says, well, then you shouldn't have peiros and you shouldn't have water, right? And the Gemara says, there's no reason to arbitrarily draw the line of meat and wine and not go all the way. So it was okay. It's a minhag. You can't ask too many kashas. But anyway, but I think the minhag is more meduyak if you learn like the Ramban, and the point is, fine. It's sort of interesting, actually, that the Rama over here in Shemem Aleph Aleph and the Mechaber in Shinayin Dalev Yud writes that according to some Rishonim, there's an Isser of Basar and Yayin also for Rabbo Muvok, and you also have Avelos for Mikdash Hayom, though you're Chayv in Mitzvos. According to Ramban, it's also a little more nicha, because the point is, Bas V'yayin is in Avelos. So we're saying that there's Avelos, there's a shorter period of Avelos for Rabbo Muvok, which therefore would include Bas V'yayin. I guess if you hold not like the Ramban, you'd have to say, Shem Yimashech, you might get carried away with your meat meal and not participate in the Kfura, which is what you should be doing. Al Kopanim, since this din of Bas V'yayin, certainly, if you accept, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's Gzer Shem Yimashech, so it's not fundamentally related to Avelos, so therefore, it could be that it doesn't follow the same rules. So, for example, the Pesach Teshuva writes that even though for Safek Avelos, Safek Nefil, there's no Avelos, for reasons we'll explain later, but Basar V'yayin we should have. Why? Azinan Basar Rov. So let's say maybe Rachman Lutzlan dies after 25 days. So we're not going to have Avelos, maybe it's an Eiffel. But the question over here of Bas V'yayin, since it's not a din in Avelos, so therefore it should really apply here. because Rove, even though it's a Dindrabanan, but Rove are not Nephilim. Rove are Bar Kayama that just happened to die young. And therefore it would be Aser and Basar Yayin, and the Pisrei Tshuva is unsure about what about mitzvos and the like. You could also explain that even a little more simply, because if you're going to say your Chayim Kvura of this Nephil, then that's why there's going to be an Eser Basar Yayin, Gzereshem Yimashech. Though that itself isn't enough, because let's say it's a Vaday Nephil to some degree, you're also Chayim Kvura. Yet, I don't think there would be a Din of Basar Yayin. So that's why the Pisrei Tshuva says, no, for this Din of Basar Yayin, we're going to follow Rove, which is sort of interesting. Okay, there are other discussions over here in Achronim. We don't have time to get into them too much. Rav Ki Vager's Mistapik, what's the din of Tashil Shel Basar in Chamer Medina? The Nobi Yehuda says, cited Pesach Tshuva Gimel, that we could be makel for Tashil Shel Basar. It's not like Simen Tavkuf Nun Aleph, because at least Nobi Yehuda, this relates to the clear we're having before, it's not the same din as Avelis Al HaKorban. In other words, here, I assume his pshat is that it's Gzeres HaMimashech. Over there, it's Avelis, for whatever reason. So Avelos, we're going to Aser Tavshil Shel Basar, but Shami Mashmech, so a Tavshil Shel Basar isn't included. We mentioned before the minhag that the Ramah quotes that Talmidim don't eat Basar V'yayin. So there's a very interesting, this mention it, because it's a little bit geschmack, and I don't know where else we'll get into it. I guess if we did Shinai and Dalet. But I'm not sure we'll get to Shinai and Dalet, so we'll chop it right now. So if you look at the source of that din from in the Beis Yosef, it's from the Or Zeruah. It's quoted in Sif Beis. And it writes over there that not only do the Talmidim not eat meat and wine, but the Talmidim are metamin avuram. So if you're Kohen, you should become Tame. And that also comes up in Simen Shinai and Dalet, that if... Now, so what is this whole idea? Why would you be Kohen? Why is it mutter for Kohen to become Tame? Right? What's going on? So at first I thought that. I said, oh, so, you know, Kivir Tzadikim in a Metamin. Also. So that's not what it means. L'chora. If you look at Shinai Dalet, it means that Asua Kameis Mitzvah. What's the pshat? Because if not enough people are going to be able to show, attend the Levaya, and show proper Kavu Chachamim, and it could be that there isn't even a shir. So therefore, it's like a quasi meis mitzvah. In other words, since there's not going to be lefich vodo, if the Kohen doesn't participate, so the Kohen could participate because it's an lefich vodo. And it's the same thing with Gemara Ksubos, Kuf Gimel on the base. It says, also ayom shemeis rabbi. So there's two girsas over there, but one girsa. Years of many we shown him as bat lakuna. What does bat lakuna mean? Because it's kain meis mitzvah. And even if you have the gears of bat lakadusha, Reb Chaim HaKohen said in Tosas and Supos, it means kedushas kuna. And he writes that if I was around when Rabbeinu Tam died, I would have been metame for him. The Rambam in Avel Gimel Yud also paskins nasi shemeis hakol metamin lo afilu kohanim asa'ua kameis mitzvah l'chol mepnei shakochem v'chlodo v'chena kolonin noav. Now, Tosfos, though, says that he doesn't agree with Reb Chaim Cohen. Einer el Rebbe, dechumdum el Rebbe, da'asamayir betumas beis apras de Rabbanan. It's Asur Kameis Mitzvah is a Dinder Rabbanan. So the Dinder Rabbanan, they waived for Kavodat Torah, but not Tumah D'Oraisa. Others, the Ramban says we are a Kohen, is Mitame Tumah D'Oraisa for a Nasi, but not for a chacham, because it's a suffix. Now, it is true that, so what do we paskin like? So we paskin, we're going to be matame, or not at Basar Yayin, but I don't think we would be matame. Kohanim would be matame. Now, it is true that the Rashash on that Tosus and Ksubos does seem to connect it to Kivei Tzadikim in Matamin, but that is very difficult pshat. Because as if you look at all the Rishonim, the way they quote that din, in other words, and the way the Ramban brings down that Tosfos and others, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with that. It has to do with this din of Asua Kameis Mitzvah. It's sort of interesting in the Ramban, because the Ramban does quote this down by Nasi, but he also, he does in Parshat Chukah say something along the lines of Kivrei Tzadikim and Metamin. But it's not a stira, because the Ramban over there writes, I think, that that's only if the Tzadik is Meis Benashika. So you can't assume necessarily that the Nachash is Meis Benashika. He says the pshat is that somebody's such a big Tzadik that he dies not because of Itayu Shal Nachash, and Mamela there's no Tumah.
Okay.
So for a Nasi, you can't assume that. That's why you have to come on to the Meis Mitzvah business. All right, back to our din. So another Allah over here, besides the fact that he can't eat meat and wine, is Eino Masiv. Can't recline. So L'chorah, that's not relevant for us. I mean, unless it comes out the Seder. Though I just read Tshuva about someone who's an Onain during the Seder. You might say that's impossible, right? But it's Shayach if it's Yantav Sheni. The children of Rav Vosner, some of them were B'nai Chutzlarts, and the Levaya was Motzei Yantif. So there's, I read an article about how, what they did during their Seder, because it's freak, it's, you know.
Why is it impossible someone die first night?
Because Yantif is Batal Aninas normally. So there's L'chor of this din is irrelevant for us. We never do Haseba. However, the Shach and the Taz both write, Shach Sivkan Vav, Taz Sivkan Beis, that means that it's Aser Lachal Al Shulchan. In other words, what does that mean? So we know that the Rishonim say that Haseba in Talmudic times was an indication of Kvias. That's why there's only a Zimun if you had Haseba. And nowadays, Achila al Shulchan is equivalent to Haseba, right? That's why we can make a Zimun, even if we just have Achila al Shulchan. So hence the Shach of the Taz say, ha, so who didn't Khan that an Onain cannot sit at the table and eat? Now, L'chayra, the Minag is not that way, right? L'chayra, the Minag is that people, while they're an Onain, they do sit at a table. I was curious. I looked at the Art Scroll. Art Scroll Kedarchu Berkodesh says what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Art Scroll Paskin, the Onain may not eat while sitting at a table. Whoa. So what does that mean? So I think that what it means is like this. I don't know what Art Scroll meant, but Lamaisa, why this is not done, which is that really the point here is that you're not supposed to have kvias. So we're sitting at a table reflects kvias, so then that's a problem. But we're sitting at a table is one matter of convenience, like adarabah. It's easier to eat while at a table than eating while, you know, putting my food on my lap or something. I'm likely to, the truth is you might not be able to sit at a chair either. We'll get to that in a minute. I might, make myself dirty. So where it's eating at the table, it's just a matter of convenience. So then this would not apply. I think that's our understanding. It applies only, you know, I don't know if this is a perfect mashal, but, you know, you can't eat at the dining room table, eat at the kitchen table, right? That's the ikar point, that you shouldn't have a kvios. There is this din that Onan has to sit on the floor. And adaraba, I thought from here, that's a riot to my pshat, because here we only say it's usher to be masiv. But we'll get back to that a little later when we talk about the dinim of the Onin sitting on the floor. Okay, so in Sif Aleph, we have another halacha. So Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Hud Aleph. Gemara says, Mishmei Sif Kofan of Ochel B'Vay Sacher. Why is that? So this means where the mace is really B'Fanav. So you shouldn't eat in the same bias, which presumably means the same room as the mace. So go to a different room where the mace isn't there. And then it continues. If you don't have another bias, so then ochel b'beis chavero. Sort of interesting. Why is that worse? Maybe so you don't socialize. It's clear that beis chavero is not as good as bais acher. So maybe because of socializing. And bais l'chavero. What does that mean? You don't have a single friend with the house. So the Mordechai says it means that you live all alone. Bein ha'akum. So there's nowhere else for you to go to eat. So then, os mechitza v'ochal, v'meimel dar lasas mechitza, so then, master pan of v'ochal, v'eno mesa, fine. So that is the din. What's wrong with being ochal if ne'ameis? It's like l'rash. That's what Rashi says. L'chaira, this is not. So here we have a question. Is this din that to eat before the mace is like lavash? Is that a din for the mace and mutalafan of dafka? Or is that for anybody? Nobody should really be eating in front of the mace, even if you're not related, even if you're just a shomer. So this is machlokas. Ruchi Vager writes over here that this is shayach to anybody. It's not just the mace. That's how he learns the shach. The Taz, though, Sifkatan Aleph, says that this din is dafka b'misha mace lo mace. But if it's lug l'rash, so it depends what you mean by lug l'rash. So if lug l'rash means like the mace is jealous or whatever, troubled by your eating, you know, he can't eat anymore. So then you're right. Then it wouldn't make a difference. It should equally apply for whether you're related to the nifter or not. Rather, the Taz seems to hold that the pshat is that it troubles the mace that, you know, you who should really be taking care of the kvura now are sitting around and eating a sandwich. So that's the log l'rash. And it's only log l'rash for the person who's mutal lov l'kovro, which is the truth is really the mashmos of the sugya, right? We're talking, it's right in the middle of the sugya of mace and mutal l'fanav and all the other dinim. It doesn't seem to be, which is much more ridiculous, like the Taz. Though it is funny, I guess, that you would have two dinim of log l'rash. Like it's log l'rash for this person, not for that person. But I'll call upon him, that's the way the Taz understands it. It's only like a chutzpah if, you know, you should be doing something else. So Rav Yeager points out, actually, there's really two nafkaminas then between the Shach and the Taz. One nafkamina is Shabbos. According to the Shach, that this is not limited. It's not because of kvura, just eating in front of the mace is lug l'rash. So it applies in Shabbos. According to the Taz, it shouldn't apply in Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos is not mutal lov l'kovro. And since the din, the iser, stems from the obligation to do the burial, so it wouldn't apply in Shabbos. And then the other nafkamina is, like we said, is rechaikim, according to the Shach, it's aser, because of lug l'rash, according to the Taz, it's only aser on krovim. Pischei tshuva sounds like we're machmir, like the Shach, and therefore it's aser, even if you're not chayim for it, it's also aser on Shabbos. But the minig is that people say tilim in front of the mace, even though you might have thought that's also a problem of loy l'rash. If eating is loy l'rash, certainly saying tilim is loy l'rash. So the theory is that if it's covered l'mace, then there's no loy l'rash. And therefore, if you're doing it for the sake of the nifter, so then it's okay. You know, the Chazon Ish apparently opposed that. They say in the Per Hador, which is the biography of the Chazon Ish, that even though the Chazon Ish didn't like when people said Tehillim in front of the mace, that's what they did when he died. Okay, so the main topic that we have here today with, as you saw in the lengthy Pischei Tshuvos, there's like 75 really geshmak shilas that stem from this din, is the Isser of Mitzvos, or maybe there is no Isser of Mitzvos. So let me take your question first. Yeah.
It is. You know, if saying tilling is because it's a covered for the mace, but they're learning like learning Mishnah is not covered mace that like they do in the base avil.
You know, it's also clear that learning Mishnah's base in the base avil is also right. The Rav opposed that. He said there's an Isser Talmud Torah in a base avil, not just an Isser on the avil. But it's a similar type of exception. In other words, both of those dinim are sort of based, you know, exceptions to the rule based off of that idea. Okay. So the Gemara Brachos, Yudan and Beis, says, Mishmeis mutal fanav, pater, mekrishma, umenat fila, umenat filin, v'chol mitzvah samos betorah. There's actually two yersos, but that's our yerso. Why? Rashi says, l'fi shutarod b'machsheves kvuraso, v'avyadum yedachasin depater mishum tirtid mitzvah. So, what does Rashi mean? What's this concept of tirda? So the answer is that there's really two dinim over here. One is there's a concept of osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah because he's chayev to take care of the kfura. That's a general principle b'chol atar kula. But then there's something else over here, which we learn out from. That is which we learn out, I think, from Uvlachta Chavadarach. And that's the concept of that when you're tarud, you're also pater, even when you're not actively involved in a mitzvah. And that's what Rashi compares it to, the chasen, right? The chasen is tarid in bilas mitzvah. So even though, you know, let's say the chasen is not doing anything, chasen is over, you know, he's just sitting around on the couch waiting for his wife to say goodbye to all of her friends, you could say krishma, still he's pater. We happen to say Davin Mariv, but that's because we say, well, we never have Kavan anyway, so, you know, Tirda isn't really relevant. But fundamentally, that's really a separate, it's not the same Ptur, it's learned out from a different drasha of Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. So the point is going to Rashi, that's where Rashi compares it to Demi D'Chasan, De Patur Mishum Tirda D'Mitzvah. In other words, the Onain is certainly pater when he's literally Osek B'mitzvah Kvura, but even if he's not Amish Osek B'mitzvah Kvura, but he's tarred B'tir to the mitzvah, and that's why he's pater for mitzvahs. Does that mean it's Aser? Not necessarily. And in fact, Rashi throughout implies that he's not he's not chayv in mitzvahs, right? Rashi says, "V'enu mevarich, v'enu tzarich levarich birkas hamazon." V'enu zamin, v'enu tzarich levarich birkas hamazon. Mashma that he could if he wanted to. In other words, assuming that doing this particular mitzvah is not going to shtar him from his kvura, he can. He's still going to do a perfectly good job doing kvura, even if he says amen. So okay. So he's allowed to. That's Rashi's shita. And it makes sense if you see that it just all tira does. So, okay, so you can be machmir. Beis Yosef is medayik. That's also the mashmas of Rambam, that if Onan wants to make do a mitzvah, he may do so. Again, assuming it's not shtaring the kvura. The kolbo, also shita, also holds this as the Darkei Moshe points out. And in fact, the kolbo, as the Darkei Moshe points out that Onanim could go to shul even. We'll talk more about that soon. So that is the Gader according to Rashi, L'chora. And then there's another din, right? Really, in that Mishnah, so two Mishnahs, there's two halachos. There's also a din of regular Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, that's only for everybody else, right? That's Nosei Amita, our Pater, because of Osik Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. And then there's Mesa Mutalafanav, who's Pater for both Osik Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, as well as Tarad Batir de Mitzvah. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, this Tosfos Yedzayin on Beis Brachos. Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Bun, Sivil Man Tizkar V'chulei, Ad Koli Mechayacha, Yom Shat Osik B'chaim, V'lo Yom Shat Moskou Mesem. So, for some reason, that this is a time where you're not chayv in mitzvos, because it's yamim shata osik b'meisim. And therefore, Tosfos says, now Tosfos doesn't link these two things up, but it's mistaber that they might be linked, though we'll see it's not that pasha. Tosfos also disagrees with Rashi's other pshat, which is that it's aser lahachmir al atzmo. So again, there's two disputes between Rashi and Tosfos. One is Rashi says the p'tur is atz tirda, the mitzvah. Tosfos says it's because it's not, it's yamim sha'asam ata osik b'meisim, and some drasha. Now I have to figure out, is that a drasha d'oraisa or a drasha d'rabbanan? Maybe you'll say it's a drasha d'oraisa. Why? Well, we're pottering him from mitzvah d'oraisa. He's not going to say krishma. He could eat kadeh svia and not bench. Maybe that's another reason why you shouldn't eat kadeh svia. So you're having vatal mitzvah d'oraisa v'rksamazim. No, nobody says that as a joke. So if we're going to potter you from the mitzvah d'oraisa, maybe that would imply it's d'oraisa. We'll see if you have to say that. Okay. So then Tosfos, as I said, second machlokas with Rashi is that Rashi says, if you want to do it, you can. And Tosfos says, not clear. So this is what Tosfos writes about that. Miu Yishalmi Kamar, Im Ratzel Achmir, Ein Shomen Lo. You can't do it. Even though you want to be machmir, oh, he wouldn't allow you. Now, the reason why that's not so pashut is because it seems like it's actually a suffix in the Yerushalmi. But Tosfos understood the conclusion of the Yerushalmi as saying that it's also l'chach mi'al atzmo. L'chach nira lomar Ein mevarich, ein reshai levarich, um mevarich mishalmi, lama? Why not? What's wrong? V'kamer mepnei kvodo shal meis, inami mepnei she'en lo mishi yisa masal. V'parach v'atanya patam tiyos lulav, kasaka dat my biyantif, uvo eno tard lisa masal, so why is it that relevant reason? V'mishani, tipat v'chol shal mawed, since you could do the kvura, that's why you're pater. Ah. So the way Yerushalmi is quoted here by Tosfos is that there's two reasons, a debate, in Yerushalmi, what the reason is. So let's actually take one step back. So again, Yerushalmi makes two points, right? The first point is this drasha that yam sha'ata osek b'chayim v'lo yamim sha'ata mosek b'meisim. And again, we mentioned that could be a lima gamor, which would explain why it's relevant even to pater you from dinim de oraisa. That is, by the way, the Sefer Haredim writes in his Perush on Yerushalmi. The Nemukah Yosef says it's just an asmachta, which of course will make you have to ask, if it's an asmachta, why, how could they be oker davar min haTorah? And then the Yerushalmi says, Tani imratzal achmir alatzmai inshamin lo, mipnei kodol shomei, so mipnei, o mishum shir ein lo mishi yisavasau. So the reason why it's asal achmir because of covenant mace, or not? Or is it because ein lo mishi yisavasau? Now, ein lo mishi yisavasau sounds a little bit just like osik b'mitzvah, right? That's sort of what it sounds like. But then why would it be aser? Is it because of the drasha? Is it because of the takana? So the Chachmas Adam says, no, it's not a drasha gemara. You have to say it's not kir star min haTorah. A little strange. There's no siyag, right? So it would be an interesting application of a kir star min haTorah. Usually a kir star min haTorah is gzeira, you'll violate an iser. So the Pashta says that when we say kvodo shel meis, it's what we're saying is that there's a kavod for a mace, even when you're not being osek. And it's kavod, the way the Rush puts it, he also quotes this Yerushalmi, afal pishenu asuk yesh alav aninos, mipnei kvodo shel meis, shelibu libo panoi lechashev al tzarchei hameis, v'yachshov bahem tamid. So that is the kavod of mace. Again, Yerushalmi has two tzadim, why it's asur lachner latzmo. If it's because the needs won't be taken care of, then it's pasha why we understand it. But the other side is kavod ha'meis. What's kavod ha'meis? That even if the needs will be taken care of. So why is it kavod ha'meis? Because kavod ha'meis is to like sit around and think, you know, constantly be thinking, is there something that needs to be done, or thinking about the meis or the like. And that's kavod ha'meis. And to go ahead and do other mitzvos is a lack of kavod ha'meis. That could actually be osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah as well. In other words, the reason why it's aser lach milatzmo is because you're osik b'mitzvah. What mitzvah are you doing? So it's not like the other pshat in Yerushalmi that it's only if you're actually physically taking care of it. No, you're osik b'mitzvah simply by sitting around and yachshov b'am tamid, even if there's nothing that you need to do immediately. That seems to be what the Rush says. The Pnei Moshe is a slightly different pshat, but similar idea, that it's kavod shel meis because shemara atzmo she'eno chashev be'enav l'sa'avel alav. In other words, by busying yourself with other things, even mitzvos, you are showing a lack of importance to the meis, and that's a lack of kavod meis. And maybe that even patters you from a mitzvah d'oraisa, because again, osik mitzvah, patter min a mitzvah. So the conclusion of Shalmi is not so clear. The Rav Yah says it's a vital of Shita, and the Rav Yah says that's why the Einanim daven when they're not busy. Why? Because vital of Shita, so you could do mitzvos misafik. However, as we saw, Tosos understood that seemingly that both Stadim and Yerushalmi are against Rashi. Could be Rashi thought that, you know, more like the Rav Yah or something like that. Okay. So there's a lot in the Rishonim here, but maybe we'll skip some of the details. Sadwi Paskin. So it's not so clear what the Stam Sak of the Mechaber is, because he first writes seemingly that you're Pater, but it's Mutter, and then Yeshomim that it's Aser. So maybe you would think that he's paskining like Rambam and Rashi, that it's Mutter Lachmi or Atzmo. Or no, not so clear. I guess it's not even surprising. I mean, it's a Machlokas Tosus Rashi versus Rambam Rashi. So it's not clear what, you know, you'd expect the Beis Yosef to paskin like. Also, the Pesach of the Ramah is not so clear. He did write later on that less or kulan. So it sounds like from the Ramah that he's being machriya, that it's aser lahachmir latzmo. And therefore, he's passing like the Yeshomrim. He doesn't quote Cholkim. And I think that's certainly what the Halach Lamaisa is for Ashkenazim. I don't know about Sephardim, though I suspect also for Sephardim as well. So what about on Yantif Sheni? So Yantif Sheni, technically speaking, you could do Kvura, even Kvura Yidei Yisrael. So then, since it's Kechol Shavir Rabbanan, so Memela, there is Aninas. The Shach Sivkatan Tes quotes that according to the Drisha, the Marash, cited by the Maril, writes, let's say you don't do Kvura at night. So Yantav Sheni, but you're not going to do Kvura at night. So then it doesn't have Din Aninas, even if you follow the Rush. And the Shach says that's Dachuk, because it's Kechol Shavir Rabbanan. Rather, he says, we don't paskin like that Marash. Must be that the Marash learned that the Bavli disagree with Yerushalmi, and therefore there's no Isser Mitzvos. Taz Sivkat and Gibel learns like the Drisha. Magen Avraham also disagrees with the Shach. It's quoted by the Dagomir Vava and Pischei Tshuva. So according to Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Brura, there is a Din Onein. It would seem, even if you're not Miskavein Likvor. Oh. So what's the Din? Halach L'maisa. Halach L'maisa, what's the Din by Yantav Sheni? Because nowadays, basically, nobody does Kfura anymore in Yantav Sheni. I think even Warriors stopped a couple of years ago. I remember when I was still in college, there was a Levaya in Yantav Sheni in Warriors. But I don't think they do that anymore anyway. So what's the halacha? So the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, you sort of get the impression that maybe it still is a Din Onein. Rav Moshe writes, though, Yardei Gimel Kufsa Mechalef, that in a place where the minhag is not to bury on Yantav Sheni, so there's not aninus either. There's only aninus when there's a possibility of burial. Then, perhaps, even if you choose not to bury, then there is no aninus. Then there would be aninus. But if it's not even in the realm of possibility, the minhag in your community is not to bury at all, so then there is no aninus. So that seems to be, I think, the accepted practice. There's an interesting Kolbo. The Kolbo writes, cited in the Rambam, that writes that the Onanim go to Shul. So the Beis Yosef says, what are they doing going to Shul? They can't do it anyway. So the Beis Yosef says, it must be that the Kolbo learns like Rashi and the Rambam, that it's much to do mitzvahs if you want. So the Ramah didn't understand the kasha of the Beis Yosef. But if you take a look, at least in my version, in the Ha'ara Tesayin on the Ha'aros and the Torah and the Machon Yerushalayim version, they point out that the Or HaChaim learns like the Kolbo, that they would go to Shul, and he also paskins that it's Aser L'Hachmir L'Atzmo, in which case the Beis Yosef's kasha is very strong kasha. Right? Why would anyone go to Shul if you can't anyway daven? What's the point?
Kiddush.
Kaddish. Yeah. So I think that's right, actually. Very good.
I was making a joke that they should come for Kiddush.
Oh, I see. Well, if you have a weekday Kiddush, you mean. Right. So, right. Shabbos is different. We'll talk about Shabbos in a moment. But if you look, after the Kolbo says that din, then he quotes the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, how Rabbi Akiva saw this poor guy and he was running around with this big peckle and he was getting burnt up. And he, you know, we'll see the story a little later when we talk about Kaddish. But Bekitzer, that story is the source for saying Kaddish for a nifter. And he says that right after he says the onin goes to shul. Seems to me that actually that's what's going on here. The Kolbo saying that the onin could go to shul to say Kaddish for the nifter, assuming that he's not busy taking care of the kvura. And the pshat would be, even though there is an isser for an isser to do mitzvos normally, why is that? Because that's a lack of kavod hameis for the onin to do mitzvos. But if it's done for the sake of the neshama of the nifter, so then it's not a lack of kavod hameis. Very similar to like we said before for saying tilim or the like. So that's what the Kolbo might be talking about. There's actually an interesting shaila on that topic, not exactly, a slightly different topic about saying kaddish. What happens if the onin is yartzeit? So is he allowed to say kaddish for his yartzeit? So that's in Pesachei Teshuvah over here, Sif Katan Tes. But af sheskim achronim, that it's aser to be machmir latzma to do mitzvos, even if somebody else takes care of the kvurah. In other words, here it's an interesting shaila. The case is that the kaddish is for the sister. Sorry, they're an onen because of the sister, right? And the kaddish that they would be saying is for, let's say, her mother, her father, which is their mother and their father. So since she is sort of chayaves in being mechabed her father, even though she's dead, so saying kaddish in that case, there's no imkain hagam mashu spal v'omer kaddish who kvod shel meis kvod imam. And therefore, in this case, since saying kaddish isn't a lack of kavod meis, so it's going to be okay. L'maisa, the Pesachei Teshuvah doesn't like this idea because he says, I don't understand. The whole concept of onen is that we're docha kvod hamakom for the kavod meis. So kol shekin, we should be docha kibud avaim, right? But I think that you could be miyashiv this, that no, that kavod imam is kodem kavod meis, because she, again, the nifteris is also chayv in the kavod of the mother. It's not that kibud avaim trumps kavod meis. That wouldn't make any sense. It's that since the nifteres is also chayiv in that kavod, so memela, that's going to be okay. So that's another case where you could potentially say kaddish on an onen. So it's we have the Kolbo's theory, which we don't accept. We have this discussion in the Pesachei Teshuvah, which is very unlikely. But there's a very common shaila that comes up, which is, should the onen say kaddish for the nifter on Shabbos? Meaning to say, Shabbos, the onen keeps mitzvos. Generally, the onen is going to go to shul. The mace has not yet been buried. Should he say kaddish at that point? So this is a machlokas between the shach and the taz. The shach, it's in shin ein vav, sif katan dalet in the taz, and in the kudiskas of the shach. It's all brought down over here as well in the Pesachei Teshuvah. And the Pesachei Teshuvah sort of sounds like rov achronim hold like for taz, that you do say kaddish. Now, what's a tzad not to say kaddish after all? Chayv in mitzvos. Shach says we don't say kaddish because the whole idea of kaddish is to be mal of the mace from Ganim. Well, the mace is not yet in Ganim. They haven't even been buried yet. So there's no inyan yet of kaddish. That's the view of the shach. I'm not sure what the minhag ha'olam is, so I'll find out. But it sounded like for the Pesachei Teshuvah, the more common practice was like the taz, that you do say kaddish. In other words, it's good for the nifter, even if they're not in Gehenim. Okay. Fine. So now there's a very important question over here. The story of the sister of Rabbeinu Tam, / the mother of the Ri. So the Rishonim, I'll bring down the following story. When the mother of the Ri, sister of Rabbeinu Tam, passed away, They told Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was in a different city at the time. So Rabbeinu Tam said, I don't have to be an Onan. He says he ate meat and drink wine because he's not chayv in the kfura. After all, she had children. She had a husband. So why should he have a din onan? Now, Rabbeinu Tam sort of said there are two factors as to why he's pater. Number one is he's in a different city. Number two is because there are other people to take care of the kfura. The Rosh says, I'm not sure if what would be if he only had one of those factors. Let's say he was in the same city. What would he have done? Not so sure. Kopanim, disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam did the wrong thing. And the question is, what are they arguing about? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? You had a question?
I was just thinking that if the mace didn't have any other Kogrim, then he would have had to travel. So
yeah.
Meaning the fact that he's in a different city.
Right. So is it the only factor that whether or not there are other people to take care of the kfura, and therefore really being in a different city is a relevant detail? You're right. If he's in a different city, but there's nobody else, you'd have to come. But the point is, there's really only one factor, one criteria, which is...
Is he not considered a meso mutofano?
Sure he is. I mean, under normal circumstances, and he's going to be chav navelos. Anyone who's chav navelos is a din meso mutofano. So he's chav navelos. So it should be meso mutofano. He thought he wasn't meso mutofano. He mentioned two factors, and that's what the Rosh Reinion also is specific about, whether you need both of those factors or not. Okay. So what's the machlokas between the Ri and the Rosh? Or the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam? So if you take a look at the Taz, Nor Chaim, Ein Aleph Aleph, he says, oh, this is dependent on the debate that we saw earlier from the Yerushalmi, why you patra Kriya Shema. If the reason is because Ein Lo Mishmi Semasau, so that's where Rabbeinu Tam held it. So Rabbeinu Tam said, oh, so Yesh Mishi Semasau, and Mamela, you're going to be not of a Denoni. And the Re held like the first reason of the Yerushalmi, Ne Kvodo Shalmeis, and that's relevant even if you're not necessary in terms of participation of the burial. Oh, so that's what the Taz says. It's a little schwer because the Yerushalmi is like looking for nafkaminas, and it comes out with certain nafkaminas, according to the Rabbi, the Taz, it should have given this nafkamina, it's a Pasha nafkamina. Okay. Al Kopanim, that's what the Taz says. But it's not the mashmos of the Rush. Why? Because the Rush writes that he thinks the Re is right because of Lo Plug. In other words, by invoking Lo Plug, what to me it sort of sounds like is he agrees that fundamentally the reason of Rabbeinu Tam is right. Right? According to the Taz, the reason why the Re is right, Rabbeinu Tam is wrong, is because, not because of Lo Plug, it's because it would be covet a mace for him not to do mitzvos. And the reason for the din actually is applicable over here. Covet a mace is still shaykh even when you're not needed. But that's not what the Rush says. Right? I'll leave you the lesson of the Rush. This is the Rosh Hamayit Katan, Perek Gimelson, and then, hey, Rav Chalusha V'Kalusha, Rabbeinu Tam Svar, Dim Kein, Achi Ha-Meis Yochel Bas V'Yishtu Yayin, Kem Dibana V'Yarshem, Memona V'Chai B'Kuraso, now maybe in Achinami, but the Rosh takes for granted, that's Pashat. In other words, yeah, of course the Achim are going to be Chayev, Aser B'Bas V'Yayin, Alavadai lo plug rabbanon. Alakolam savam misonanim. The kulam kruin mutalfanav. Fine. So it sounds like the way the Rush is understanding it is the question is, did they make a lo plug or not? Oh. Fine. And it could be that even Rabbeinu Tam agreed to that to some degree. Maybe that's why he also had to be Mosif, that it's only when you're in a different city that you're not bechlal the lo plug. In other words, you know, as we've seen throughout the year, there oftentimes seems to be exceptions to low plugs also, which is why being out of the city might be relevant, right? Because since you're so mufka, maybe that's different. Now, one of the important questions we're going to get to, though I guess not today, is how does this differ from Nimsar Lakatafim? So we're going to see later on that Nimsar Lakatafim, you hand it, Nimsar Lakatafim, then you end the Aninas. So what? For a Benotat, that's very Gishmak. Once you're not needed, so then Aninas ends. But of course, the Rosh, the Re, agree to the concept of Nimsar Lakatafim. So why is this different than Nimsar Lakatafim? It would seem the answer. There are more answers, but the thing is we're almost out of time. I'll just say the Pashta, simplest answer is it depends on whether you did something or not. In other words, if you were Osek in the burial preparations and the like, and then you're done and you're finished and it's Nimsar Lakatafim, so then accepts the concept that it's going to be Mata Rivas V'yayin. But if you haven't done anything like Rabbeinu Tam, so then it's not true. Now, another thing that we didn't discuss is what about Avelos, right? Now, there's a Machlokas we in Rabbeinu Tam explicitly is about Bas V'yayin, it's about Aninos. What about Avelos? Did Rabbeinu Tam start sitting Shiva or not? So maybe not clear from the story in the Rush, right? And this is a big Shaila. This is Shaila someone, this is Maisim B'chol Yom. This is the famous debate between the Netziv and his son-in-law, Rafael Shapiro. I think that's his name, Shapiro. And it actually happened to him. I guess we'll get back to that story a little bit later. But the Netziv, the Rafael held that in this case, like I said, it happened to his wife. His wife was not, the Netziv died, and she wasn't going to go to the Kvura. So he told her, you should start sitting Shiva. Aye, but it doesn't sound like that way from Rabbeinu Tam. Because the story of Rabbeinu Tam sounded like he's Ochel Bas V'yayin, but he didn't start sitting Shiva. But don't you see from there that even the Shiva wouldn't be true? So he points out, no, because look at the version of the story of Rabbeinu Yonah. In the version of the story of Rabbeinu Yonah, they were going to bring the Levaya to Rabbeinu Tam's city. So Rabbeinu Tam was going to participate in the Levaya. And that's why he didn't start Avelos until after the Kvura, Aninos, since he had no Shaychus, so it wasn't relevant for him. Okay, so we'll stop over here. What we're going to pick up with next time is all the Gishmak Shailas in the Piskei Tshuvas and more. We'll try to limit. We'll only have one shiur on them. You could spend like a week on these Shailas. But all right. We'll limit it. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. Rabbi, the Kvar.